A new Congress will be sworn in tomorrow. It will have a narrow majority of Republicans in the House, but it will be split 50-50 between the two major parties in the Senate. Until Inauguration Day on January 20th, the tie-breaking vote in the Senate will belong to Vice President Al Gore. After that, it belongs to Republican Dick Cheney. But the even split in the Senate may still make life difficult for President-elect George W. Bush from the outset. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Senate Republicans are divided over how far they need to go to accommodate their 50 Democratic colleagues. But after a lengthy meeting today, they sounded a unified note on one issue, the need to help shepherd some of President-elect Bush's cabinet choices through the confirmation process. The Reverend Jesse Jackson was on Capitol Hill, following up on his attempt to stir up opposition to John Ashcroft's nomination to be Attorney General. But Idaho Republican Larry Craig signaled that Ashcroft's defenders will be equally aggressive.
Well, I think it is tragic that they malign or attempt to malign one of the most morally and ethically sound members of the United States Senate. And to suggest that somebody as well grounded in the law as is John Ashcroft would not enforce the law is to me almost laughable. My guess is they'll get a much greater enforcement of the law under an Ashcroft attorney generalship than they have currently.
Technically, none of the cabinet picks will be formally before the Senate until after Bush takes office January 20th. But some committee chairmen are already discussing hearings, and the ritual of Capitol Hill visits by the prospective department heads is likely to begin this week. Of more immediate concern to some of those chairmen is what the makeup of their committees will be and what kind of power-sharing arrangements they'll have to put up with. Some, like Appropriations Chairman Ted Stevens, have smooth relations with their ranking Democrats and aren't worried about an equal split. But the Alaska Republican says the final numbers will be up to the leadership to allocate.
It will happen, assuming that's the numbers that are assigned to our committee. We do not handle the assignment to our committee. But once it's assigned, I've asked them to sign it 50-50. All right? That's my bag. Now, the rest of it is up to other people.
GOP Senator said a number of ideas have been floated, including having a one Republican advantage on each panel or having an even division with the chairman getting two votes. Some of the ideas were discarded as too cumbersome or having unintended consequences. One contentious issue that may come up early is campaign finance reform. Arizona Republican John McCain wants to move quickly, on the theory that the longer the process drags on, the harder it'll be to hold his coalition of reformers together. But McCain says he won't try and slam the bill through during the next 17 days when Democrats are in charge of the chamber.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they want to do that because, for obvious reasons, that the makeup of the Senate would be different after the 20th.
What about hearings?
I'd love to bring it up as soon as possible, though.
In the House, Republicans are voting this week on some contested committee chairmanships. Conservative Phil Crane is taking on Bill Thomas for leadership of the Tax Writing Ways and Means Committee. Louisiana's Billy Tozan and Ohio's Michael Oxley are competing for Commerce Chairman. And the Banking Committee finds moderate Marge Ralkema of New Jersey challenged by another Louisianan, Conservative Richard Baker. Tomorrow's swearing-in ceremonies will bring several new faces to the Capitol and a few familiar ones, including Hillary Clinton. In the spirit of bipartisanship, Judiciary Chairman Orrin Hatch says Mrs. Clinton would be welcome on his panel.
But I wouldn't mind having her on there. I think she'd find a good home there, and I would expect very good legal work done by her.
The president is expected to be on hand to watch his wife take the oath of office, opening a new Clinton era in Washington. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, the Capitol.